Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. If you want to give me a call, remember the numbers 347-945-6713, and you'll connect up with the fat left-hander. Tonight, we're going to talk about what everybody else is talking about all over America. No, thank God, it's not the Republican debate. I watched a little bit of that tonight, and I really get scared when I think about the people that were on that stage and that one of them could become the president of the United States. But what we're going to talk about tonight is more Wall Street occupation. And in fact, if there are other corrupt institutions that need to be occupied, such as, oh gosh, police stations, schools. Schools is one I'd like to particularly focus on a little bit later because I'm in the school business. Churches, organized religion, maybe all these institutions are corrupt. You can join us in the chat room, and let me just check. Hey, we got some guys in the chat room. Hey, Colt, glad to see you. Hey, Gas 37117, you're welcome to comment here in the chat room. We'll relay it out to the main chat, and or you can call in at 347-945-6713. That's up to you, but I'm going to be going back and forth. Last week we had a host of callers here, so I'm really hoping we can duplicate that again. As we noticed last week, although we had our smallest weekly increase of listens in a long time this past week, we only had 20 listens. And so we're over the 50,000 mark, and we're inching towards 51,000. That's our next goal. And we'll inch towards 51,000 talking about Wall Street occupation. One of the things that really interested me was how this whole movement just began, started. And so I did a little investigation, and it's really the closest thing to spontaneous combustion that I've ever seen or heard. If you have anything that you can add to our story, please don't hesitate to call 347-945-6713. We generally have a free-for-all here on Norm at Night, and that's probably how we'll continue to do it. There really is no leader. I simply just put it on, and we see what happens. And generally, we self-regulate. And I guess that's why some people are having such difficulty coping with the movement. I'll tell you, one person I think had some difficulty coping with this movement is, hey, Owl, how you doing? Welcome to Norm at Night. I see that you're here listening. Give us a call. Tell us what's going on over at the Owl Radio Network. 347-945-6713 is the number. I'd love to hear from you. Oh, what's going on here? Uh-oh. Where that Blog Talk? I got no callers yet. I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. You guys on the Owl Network, if you're who I think you are, I saw one of your TV broadcasts. I was kind of tickled pink by that. Who knows? Maybe I left something behind. Give me a call. 347-945-6713. But where did this Wall Street protest come from? Where did the story or the myth disappear and the fraud of the whole college chase, the whole striving to become a part of to be the 1%. Maybe I always lived in the world of the 1%. Hey, I got some calls coming in here. Hey, go ahead. You're on with Norm at Night.
How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. I want to talk about corrupt institutions today.
Oh, well, you've got a wide variety to pick,
And obviously, I'd like to focus on schools.
Hmm.
Maybe schools have gotten so bad that it's just become time for them to be occupied.
Oh, well. I don't know.
How about that for a conversation starter?
Yeah, well, who's going to occupy them? Students or parents or who?
Who occupies Wall Street?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm assuming. And are we talking all levels of education or what?
I think fifth graders can occupy their classroom as well as 12th graders.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't, education, you know, that's, I certainly see the need for reform there, but, you know.
Everybody, not reform.
Well, whatever you want to call it.
It needs to be destroyed.
Oh, okay, well then. Yeah, that's right, you. You're kind of an anarchist when it comes to that topic, huh?
Why do you call me an anarchist? You're going to make people out there think that I don't believe in top-down control.
Well,
that I believe
things
bubbling up from the bottom.
But you,
that I believe every individual.
But you can't.
I'm a left libertarian, what
right,
I am.
Right, but if you make statements like, I think schools should be destroyed, well, where are people going to go? How are they going to interpret that, you know?
Well, how about the abolitionists? What were they when they said, I want slavery destroyed?
Well, that's, we're talking about an economic system. And we're also talking about a gradual process. I mean, you know.
Cool, but a conditioning for the people to be sucked into the economic system and do what the system needs rather than what they want to do?
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. Let's say the abolitionists got enough senators and representatives to pass a bill, and Lincoln signed it, something equivalent to the Emancipation Proclamation.
That's exactly. That's
okay. So they
nothing
passed.
Like that happened at all. Whoa.
But let's
nothing
say,
like that happened at all, and I don't want it to be heard on this channel or radio station that the Congress passed the bill. Well, because
no,
that's
I'm,
not
I'm
what
giving,
happened at
I'm
all.
Giving you
Abraham Lincoln.
I'm giving you a
hypothetical
situation, Norm. I'm not talking about, you know, it's hypothetical.
But I get very nervous about that.
Well, no, I know Congress never did anything regarding that other than a series of compromises along the way. But
and keep in mind, even with the Emancipation Proclamation, the slaves in Maryland, Kentucky, and I can't remember who the other neutral was. The slaves in the neutral states were not freed by the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah. Well,
it came after the war.
Okay. Let's have
your hypothetical.
Okay, the law passes. It's the law of the land. You have an effective date of January 1st, whatever, the following year. So now you have all these slaves, and they have nowhere to go, nowhere to live, no skills other than working on a plantation. What do you do with them?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, well, and we know what happened after that. But, you know, see, this is the thing. If you want these reforms, especially of the type that we're talking about with these folks in New York and around the world now, you know, they're making very general demands, of course.
They're not making any demands.
They aren't making any demands? They wouldn't be there if they didn't have demands.
There is no demands. There are no demands being made. There are no proclamations being written. There are no lists of things that have to be done.
Okay, then what's the message? Please inform me.
That's what I'm asking the radio audience about.
Yeah.
But nobody's calling this week.
Well, let's put it this way. The things that they're asking for, individuals. Now, there will eventually be a collective voice. Do you agree there?
There is a collective voice right now.
Right. Okay. And what is it saying?
Nothing.
Actually,
I take that back. What it's saying is the system is corrupt.
Right, right. Okay.
That's what it said. That's the only thing it said.
Right. So
that money has too much influence in everything we do.
Yes, that corporatism has been growing in this country for many decades.
How about since the Hudson Bay Company came here?
It didn't have a name. Well, it in the United States until Eisenhower gave it a name.
Oh, that's okay. You can say that if you like.
Now it did have a name prior. It did have a name prior to that, and it's the same name. When I say corporatism, we're talking about Mussolini's Italy. We're talking about Nazi Germany. These are extreme examples. The merger of the corporation and the government.
That would be a very interesting conversation to have because
right.
I believe that not so much Mussolini, but Hitler was actually a reaction against corporatism.
Yeah, well, he was more or less forced by circumstances, of course, but
was the Wall Street movement gone wild.
Right, but now if you want to look at, and we'll just look at banking, can you distinguish between the government and the banking system in this country? They're the same thing. I mean, the government is an unlimited fountain of funds.
De jure, not true. De facto, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the thing.
Technically, they're not the same thing. Hey, everybody, come on. We're getting into some juicy stuff out here. Don't just listen. 347-945-6713.
I can give you 100 examples of where, you know, this Federal Reserve Board and banks work in concert. Banks pretty much ask for whatever they want, and they tend to get it. And we're talking about massive amounts of money. The other is the SEC. Now, the SEC is in Wall Street's pocket. I mean, that is, if you want to talk to us.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
The SEC, Securities Exchange Commission.
Oh, the SEC.
SEC, Sierra
right.
Echo Charlie.
Founded in 1935.
Yeah, and what exists?
Joe Kennedy. Joe Kennedy, biggest crook of Wall Street, was its first chairman.
Yeah, well, that you know, their origins, I mean, that somewhat explains the situation today. But if your marchers at Zuccotti Square want to go anywhere, the SEC is a great place to go. Instead of marching on the NYPD, that doesn't make any sense to me at all, but... If they can't get specific or have some type of organization, then the voice is just a crowd. It's just, you know, it's noise. Okay, you can't just keep interviewing man on the street type things and think you're getting, you know, because half the time you're not getting an intelligent answer anyway. So, yeah, if it doesn't organize, then I don't see it going anywhere.
Okay, well, maybe it's time to say, well, you know, the system doesn't work. The banking system doesn't work. The Congress doesn't work. The system of representation doesn't work. The way we have elections doesn't work. Let's just abolish the Constitution.
Well, I don't think we're going that far, but if they do...
Explain to me why not.
Well, the Tea Party was a fairly unorganized group. Once Ron Paul lost, you know, he didn't get the nomination. His people were... just out there. They had nothing else to do. And that is the origin of the Tea Party. Now, granted, it's, you know, more or less been hijacked since then. But it did do an awful lot of things. I mean, they did endorse people. And
all the Tea Party has done is crippled the system.
Yeah, well, okay. Isn't that the same thing you're talking about?
Not exactly, but yes.
But they sought political power and they got it.
But there really are no leaders of the Tea Party.
Well, no, they tried to keep it like that too. Now,
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting.
There are certain people within the organization who have louder voices, and they have their little factions. But, as far as a leader, there is really no one leader, or, you know, it's a collection of people. But they did manage to, they changed the House, definitely. You got people in people like Rand Paul in the Senate. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment, I think. Remember, he had to beat a hand-picked Republican first to get that seat, and then beat a Democrat afterwards.
Yeah, but
so he bucked his own party, you know.
But they're perfectly happy with the system as it exists.
Not Rand Paul.
Well, that's what he says.
But now you've got an anti-war Republican in the Senate.
So the only real anti-war Republican that I know of is his father.
Oh, well, no. Their views are, they mirror each other almost completely.
I forget, they're both doctors, right?
Yeah, I think Rand Paul
is... Son's a doctor, too, right?
Yeah, Rand Paul, I think, is like an optometrist or something of that sort. I don't think he had a practice for very long, I mean, you know, but...
That's
Ron
a waste
Paul.
Of society's resources.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got to understand, I mean, these guys, you know, they did have an effect. Whether or not that's long-lasting, if it's going to continue into next year, we'll see what happens, you know.
Well, I think, well, it makes me very nervous. Is the end coming for the United States?
Well, I'm not nearly as pessimistic as you are, apparently. So,
because...
To say that the country is in decline... It's certainly true. And you can see it everywhere.
Well, the question is, and this is a serious question, if the system doesn't work, it's time to get rid of it.
Yeah, it's like this. You know, we're very proud of our system of government and our Constitution. And we feel... strongly that anything can be worked out within it.
I don't believe that anymore. And these thousands of people in cities all over, tens of thousands of people in cities all over the country say that's just not true anymore.
Okay.
The 250,000 people that have signed Dylan Radigan's petition to get money out of government. They don't believe that anymore.
Okay, well, here's the deal. You know, if you can't organize politically, then you aren't going to change anything. Standing in the street waving a sign, you know, I mean, it may inspire people, but it's not the work. It's not what needs to be done.
In the present paradigm, that's absolutely true. My question is, have these people found a new paradigm?
Well, I think the one thing that, you know, at least with the younger people, the students and such, but it's true with the middle class as well, and maybe seniors, is that what was accepted as, you know, almost a birthright, the American dream. I go to school for 4 years and I get a good job afterwards and eventually get the house, blah, blah, blah. You know, there was that path that was seemed to always be there. And it's not there. Or at least it's not there for very many people. And then in the middle class, had the rug pulled right out from under them. They just, you know... what the hell happened, you know? I'm getting laid off at 50. This is supposed to be my prime earning age.
How about,
you know?
61?
Well, sure. I mean, I was 54.
I got 3 college degrees.
Yeah. Well, I got laid off, but the guy who destroyed the newspaper is still there, still pulling down $1 million salary. And he lost $2.25 billion.
Well, you were lucky that you could just walk off and never work again.
Well, I prepared for that. I saved for that. You know, I didn't buy my first new car till I was like, I don't know, maybe 41, 42 years old.
No, I understand all that. My brother did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine, just push that up 8 years. And imagine what would have happened to all those savings.
Oh, well, you're saying, well, okay, it was 2006, you know, when I was out of work. But now I had, you know, one, I had a very generous severance package, and then I ended up collecting unemployment on top of that. So it was quite, I really didn't have a hard time with all of it. Now all of that is gone, and it's just me and my pension, which I had to take early, but whatever, you know. I don't think the company's going to be around, in 5 years. So, you know.
And what happens to your pension when the company goes away?
Then it goes to the pension benefit guarantee.
Right, it's got to be right. It's guaranteed.
And I probably get only a percentage of what I'm getting now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's usually about 70 or 80.
Yeah, something like that. So.
Because that's what. But my father was extraordinarily happy when he left the steel company that he took a lump sum as opposed to a pension.
Oh, all right. Yeah, see,
they offered him a lump sum for him to go early.
Oh, okay.
So he left at 62. By 65, there was no Bethlehem. By the time he was 65, there was no Bethlehem Steel.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, I mean, you know, for a lot of people
so
now.
How are these demonstrations going to go?
What's this now?
Where are these demonstrations going to go? See, somebody today, a guy named Will Richards asked this question in the, what do they call it, the tweetosphere? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, there's something like that now.
Should we be telling our students to occupy their schools? And I'm thinking about it, I tweeted that our students should be occupying their schools by themselves. They should just sit down on the floor and refuse to do anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen the kids here demonstrate it, you know, and they have a very good right to do so. The tuitions have been exorbitant. They just jack them up every year, sometimes twice a year.
Oh, you're talking about the universities now. I was talking
K-12. Oh, okay.
Because that's where all this, you know, did you ever see that movie, Race to Nowhere?
No, I can't say that.
Everybody laughed at that lady. No one's laughing now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm in my school district here nearly went bankrupt. Or they don't actually go bankrupt.
The whole city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania went bankrupt.
Yeah, but that's for other reasons. I mean, you know.
Well, I know, it's pensions.
Well, sure, but here's a city with a $60 million budget. And they're building a $540 million incinerator. You know. No, that just doesn't work. I mean, you know, I can't imagine loaning them the money.
I missed the filing deadline for the city council.
Oh.
I thought it was the 17th. That was the day of the candidates forum. It was actually the 14th. Just as well. I'm liable to get myself lynched.
Oh,
it doesn't make it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Let's occupy the new city hall.
Yeah.
Occupy Bowie.
Yeah, I've never had any interest in doing anything political other than what I do, which is, you know, comment, write a blog once in a while, you know, talk to you on the phone.
Yeah, well, now this is great stuff. We've got over 50,000 listens.
Oh, great.
And, the other big news. I monetized Norm at Night.
Okay, so you've been monetized?
I've been monetized in the month of September. I made, drum roll please, 17 cents.
Oh, baby.
Hey, it's a start.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, it, yeah, you don't start to make real bucks till you go to the regular kind, with the extra, the super show.
Oh,
but anyway, I'm just, yeah, no, I haven't gone to the super show yet.
Yeah, they're the ones that get promoted. I mean, they have ads that are running.
Yeah, if you go to the super show, you can be on any time of the day.
Uh-huh.
And you can also be on for 2 hours.
Oh, well.
And you can be on. You can be on. In fact, you can be on twice for an hour in a day if you wish.
Hmm.
There's some advantage, but it's 40 hours a month. You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Let me see how the monetizations go. And, other big news while I'm here. It'll at least be in the archive. I got a big retweet today.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I reach somebody, you write a tweet and somebody likes it. And so they retweet it and it goes to all their followers.
Oh, okay.
Well, today, his name is slipping me, but he's the Washington Bureau Chief for the Economist Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
He retweeted a tweet that I put out there about the American Revolution.
Hmm.
Somebody was saying how it was a peaceful movement. I just wrote a tweet and the last thing the American Revolution was peaceful.
Oh.
And if anybody doesn't think there was a lot of slime going on, I said it a little because I only had 240 characters. It was a violent social reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And if this Occupy movement's going to become anything, it's going to have to become violent.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm of course hoping we can avoid that, you know. Being children of the 60s, we remember the shootings and the tear gas and the clubs and all the rest of that.
Right, as soon as the shootings happened, everybody ran home.
Yeah, yeah. Or they sang songs about it.
After everybody ran home and the draft was over.
But let's say... okay, I'll ask you this question. Do you think that there's a potential for a repeat of the Democratic convention in Chicago?
Oh, absolutely.
An incident like that outside of, you know.
I can't wait, and I can't, I shouldn't say I can't wait. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see it in this digital age.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, there'll be cell phones on people's heads as they crack open.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do. And what I really worry about is that eventually they'll just shoot people.
Yeah. Now, of course, you realize that they have the ability, when I say they, it can be government or business, whichever. But they have the ability to turn all those phones off.
Yeah, they say they do.
Yeah, because I've already seen it here. You know,
in
San Francisco in the BART stations.
Actually, I think it's fortunate to turn all those phones off that have to turn the towers off.
Well, that's what they do. Yeah.
Right, I know. That would cause chaos in New York.
Yeah, it would, but if they determine
chaos.
If they determine that it's creating or contributing to civil unrest, they can do it, you know.
They can do it whenever
I mean,
they
it
want.
Would get it would probably get extreme criticism, but, you know,
Well, actually, not that the cell companies could refuse.
Yeah, they could, but, you know, generally
that
they
would
don't.
Be an open, that would be open revolt.
Yeah, that would be an interesting situation. You know, just the conflict.
What happens if the people abolish the Constitution?
Well, we have a procedure for that, and it's called Constitutional Convention.
No, we don't have a procedure for the Constitution being abolished. We don't have a procedure for that.
Okay, well, we have a procedure to change it. Okay, we have numerous.
Oh, we definitely have a procedure to change it, to amend it, to twist it, to whatever you. I'm talking about just saying it's done.
Well, let's put it this way. You know, if you do that, then of course you're going to, you know, of course you also eliminate I don't know how many countless Supreme Court interpretations and decisions, depending on what changes you affect.
If there's
no
Constitution, there's no Supreme Court.
Right. I mean, essentially. But you know, you're talking, the Constitution, I don't believe, is ever going to be eliminated. Certainly not in my lifetime.
I'm not sure about that.
Now, it's been discussed many times that it's somewhat antiquated. It deals with issues.
Nobody's ever talked about abolishing it.
Yeah.
And starting over.
Well, I'm not sure that you want. I mean,
this thing is too hard to change and too hard to fix. Gone.
Well, you know, this is the thing. You know, you can rewrite it to the extent where it's practically new. I mean, there are a lot of elements in it that you're going to want to keep, you know.
It's almost impossible.
What?
To amend the Constitution in the face of a determined minority. It is almost impossible.
So and who would be the determined minority? Would that be the Republicans or Tea Party?
I don't know
who
it would be if somebody tried. Balanced budget amendment. You know how many amendments? There are literally hundreds of amendments that have never been acted on.
Oh, sure, of course. You know.
I mean,
a lot.
No, that have gone to the states.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we can drink in this country is because they decided to call conventions over prohibition.
Right. Yeah, did you happen to see that Ken Burns series?
Ken Burns, I have a copy.
Oh, okay, it's very good.
Yes, I have one of the DVDs.
Yeah, I watched it on PBS, you know.
Hey, I want to try something, and I want to know if you can hear it, okay? Let me find my... Where the heck is that blessed thing? All programs. What do you call that Apple thing?
The Apple thing.
iTunes.
There's so many Apple things.
That's it. There we go. There's my iTunes. Tell me if you can hear this. If I ever get it up here. I don't know if it's going to get feedback or not. I don't know if what I'm about to do is illegal.
Oh.
Where's my favorite? Here we go. Come on.
Spent 27 years in this factory. Now the boss man says, hey, you're not lost in me. The famous and the kids say no, nothing but greed. Solitary life when you're mad at the feed. But who cares about us?
I hear it.
Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Now, was that a direct feed? Through Blog Talk?
Could you hear that?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So now, were you able to...
I simply put my iTunes through my speakers and let my microphone pick it up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were somehow feeding it through Blog Talk, you know.
No. They took away all my German music.
Oh, really?
Why does no one call?
That is copyrighted, so. Yeah, I didn't know. When I had MySpace, they used.
Heard the new Molly out? Well, it's not that new anymore. Oh! I got retweeted by Flogging Molly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody had said something, and I said, Flogging Molly's new album should become the anthem of the Occupy movement.
Ah.
It's a great album. You should listen to it if you haven't heard it.
Yeah.
It shows their left-wing roots, that's for sure.
Yeah, once in a while I'll like go through YouTube and see what's new on there. And a lot of times I catch, live performances.
Hang up here in about 55 seconds because I'm going to be out of time.
Oh, yeah, it's almost quarter to 9 here, yeah.
Yeah, well, quarter to 12 here.
Yeah.
But when you do Molly, I mean, when you go on YouTube and Flogging Molly Revolution, it's a great song. Speed of Dark, the whole album is good. There's not because of, I guess, my prejudice. But anyway, that's about it.
Alrighty.
I'm going to end this episode. It was great chatting with you.
You too.
And I hope people listen because Norm at Night coming to you every Tuesday, and I'll see you next week. Night,
okay,
Carl.
Okay, man. Take care. Good night.
Bye.